Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
942, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Working from home, as we all are, and I know a lot of you are. This coronavirus, COVID-19 thing, I hope it goes away soon, but I don't know if we can tell that or not. Mike Cooper joins us now, president of St. Tammany Parish. Good morning, Mike, and we appreciate your time.
Good morning, Tommy, and thanks for inviting me to be on this morning to give an update to our citizens in St. Tammany.
Yeah, what would that update be, Mike? Where does it stand? What do you want people to do, et cetera?
Well, as you have been keeping track of all of the numbers. St. Tammany Parish is a quite a large parish. We have eight municipalities and a lot of wide open spaces. And we've been encouraging our citizens, just like officials on the South Shore, the governor, and more, have been encouraging our citizens to stay at home, practice social distancing, physical distancing, and do all the things necessary to help slow the spread of the coronavirus throughout our communities to alleviate a great impact on our hospitals and healthcare facilities.
How does that situation?
And I think they're doing so. I think they're doing that.
I was just wondering how the situation stands in terms of hospitals, beds, people on ventilators, et cetera.
Without giving exact numbers, I've been in touch with the CEOs and staff members of each and every hospital in St. Tammany, and we're keeping also track through the LDH, Region 9 offices. Our hospitals are prepared. They're at about 50% usage right now, and the staffing, of course, is being overworked, just like in every other area, but the availability is about 50% right now of hospital beds, and about the same, or actually, I don't have the exact vent count, but each and every hospital has indicated that their plans are meeting the needs of the our citizens at this time.
In terms of social distancing, you said it appeared as though everybody was doing what you asked them to do. What about businesses? And how are you going to take your cue to kind of try to get things back open again, et cetera?
Well, we certainly hope to get our businesses back open again. We've been, just like other areas, it's been devastating to see our small businesses and restaurants closing, and citizens losing their jobs, and schools closing, where the kids are staying home now, children are staying home and have to be cared for by parents or other family members. Nonprofits are suffering from loss of revenue that keep up their causes. So we hope to get back to normalcy as quick as possible. Yes, if we continue to take these precautions, social distancing, staying at home, eliminating unnecessary trips throughout our communities, we should be able to do that. I have joined the governor in extending the stay-at-home order until April 30th. So we're going to continue to encourage our citizens to stay at home and to avoid non-essential trips and visits around our parish.
What kind of impact is this having on the parish budget itself?
Well, we know it's going to have an impact because our sales tax revenue for February will be submitted on April 10th. So we're still expecting revenue at a normal level from February, mm-hmm. but anticipating lower revenues and loss of revenue from businesses closing and such, I have deferred major purchases for assets or equipment. I have deferred the beginning and start of major projects for several months until we determine where our revenue level will come in the months to come. So we're anticipating a drop in revenue.
What are you hearing from small businesses in terms of what they need, and are the SBA programs helping them?
Yes, there are several programs out there. Our local, St. Tammany Corp, is our local economic development organization that is helping to coordinate and disseminate information for the Small Business Association and other programs that are available. We're also working with our local workforce agencies to help those who need unemployment, those who have lost jobs, to file for unemployment. Yes, our businesses need help. Some of them are hanging on to enjoy the benefits of some of the programs that are out there, the PPP. They're hanging on so that they can enjoy those benefits. We hope to get back in service as quick as possible so that some of these businesses can resume.
In terms of extending the order, and I know it's plenty early, but it's 3 weeks away. Do you think that could be done on a parish-by-parish level? I don't know how exactly this could be accomplished because people can travel freely from here to there. The testing is not complete in terms of testing everybody. I just can't see how this gets done with, or we get back to anywhere near normal in, what, 3 weeks about that we have left? And is there a way you could bring businesses back online incrementally, and have you all discussed that?
Well, that is always an option. When this extension was made yesterday, the governor made it last week to April 30th. I did yesterday, knowing that with hopes that if we continue to take the mitigation standards to help slow the spread so that we can get started again, go back to normalcy as quick as possible, I will evaluate along with staff and other governmental agencies to determine if after April 30th, we can hopefully start resuming some businesses and some activity, not only in our parish, but I'm hoping that our surrounding parishes as well. So yes, that April 30th date is subject to change, either extending it or even shortening it if conditions warrant.
Man, that's optimistic. I like the way you said that, shorten it, and I hope it can turn out to be that. In terms of curve and flattening the curve, do you guys keep a curve of your own in St. Tammany Parish, or is there any way that would be accurate at all?
Well, we're on a smaller basis. We're evaluating the daily numbers that come in, and for a parish, we're the fourth largest parish in Louisiana. Our positive case number yesterday was 700, with unfortunately 17 deaths that were attributed to the coronavirus. And relatively speaking, for the size of our parish, geographically and population-wise, we're doing what we have to do to keep those numbers low, relatively wise. And I think that if we continue to do so, we may see a leveling off next week and the following week. If we stop today, I don't believe we're going to see a flattening of the curve. We have to go through this weekend and early next week and through next week to continue doing what we're doing, to stay at home, eliminate non-essential trips to the grocery stores, to the pharmacies, and make sure that when we go, we're going for specific purposes and get back home.
And very quickly, somebody texted in about parks and recommendations. Are parks open? Can people use them? Are certain recreational areas, so long as they maintain physical distancing? What's the situation there, Mike?
Yes, of course. It's impossible for us to stay cooped up in our homes each and every day. We want our citizens to get out, walk around their neighborhoods, keep the social distancing, physical distancing. However, our parks are closed officially. Well, our parish-owned parks are closed, as well as the state parks. The state parks in St. Tammany are open for day use, but the overnight facilities are closed. But we certainly encourage our citizens to get out while the weather is good. We've been enjoying great weather for the past 3 weeks, and people want to get out and ride their bicycles, walk their neighborhoods. But officially, the parks are closed, particularly those that have playground equipment and bathroom facilities that we're not able to maintain at this time.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate your time. I really do. Good luck to everybody in St. Tammany. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Mike Cooper, president of St. Tammany Parish. A quick break here on WWL, and we'll come back and find out what Newell Norman has planned for us today on this Wednesday, April 8th.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.